So today I'm working in the sweltering heat of the barn, and we're working on Headscape's content management system, and we're about to try and upgrade a part of the user interface. And the part that we're trying to upgrade is a sitemap. So basically, as you log in, you view all of the pages of your site in the same information hierarchy as you'd see on the front end, and you can go in and edit those pages and do what you want. You've also been able to move those pages around within the hierarchy, but it's been a bit clunky. So what we wanted to do is go for a drag and drop approach. So basically you end up with a file structure much the same as you would have in Windows or in the Mac operating system when you manage your files and folders. Great, you think. Drag and drop interface all sounds great, but it turned out to be more complicated than we first thought. The number one problem we had was one with accessibility. That actually, if you've got motor skill problems and you're relying on using a mouse, and admittedly you could use a keyboard as well, to drag and drop files between two other files, in this case pages between two other pages, is actually quite tricky because the drop area between two pages is very small. It's basically a line pretty much. It's easy to drop files or pages on top of other pages in order to create a child, but putting them between pages is more tricky. So our developer had come across this problem, recognised it was an accessibility issue, so decided on a different approach. And the way that he built it, and it was a good decision, and I can see why he went down this line, was you drag a page on top of another page, and then it says, would you like this page to appear above, below, or a child of the current page? Very logical. But actually, there was a problem. And there were two problems with it that I want to share with you because hopefully it will be useful to you. Number one is that it was not in line with the user expectations. When people see a tree structure like that, they associate it with things like the layers in Photoshop or the Mac Finder view or the file manager under Windows. They're used to seeing them and they're used to them working in a particular way. So tip number one, I guess, is to follow user conventions. The second problem that we had with it was that it required an additional click. You dragged the file, then you had to move your mouse again to select, whether you wanted it to be a child above or below. Extra work, an extra step, which isn't a problem unless it's a regular task that the user's having to be doing, which it is on a content management system. So the second tip is if you are doing something that the user has to do regularly, you have to make it as few clicks and as easy as possible to do.